Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table. I told her ass to burn one. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she did get a laugh. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cat. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy. Tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kids
don't even know.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I split up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight.
She
flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
this shit ain't gonna sound perfect until years from now, nigga. So just fucking spit it. Just let it rip on these niggas. Just let it rip. Hey, said, why you flexing? You look precious. Boy, I leave you messy. Hey, bring your checks and I'm investing. Mama need no stressing. Hey, no contesting. I'm a blessing. Do you get the message? Hey, learn a lesson through these sessions. Diamonds come from pressure. I keep it popping till my coffin. Y'all gon' see the effort. Hey, get to walking. They start talking. Thought they need some pepper. Hey, they're my brothers. Different mothers. Who you think you're touching? Hey, get some butter for these dummies. We gon' eat some breakfast. Coming for the top, I cannot fuck with no ops. And I'm coming for the top, said I'm coming for the top. Cannot fuck with dots, nigga gotta get the guap. He gon' keep it poppin', I hope my flow is moving your shoulders. There is no stopping, my GPS keep moving me forward. I get too cocky, that's why you never see me sober. I keep on smoking, it made me really nice with these jokers. Deep down I'm focused, need the tokens, why my fucking lonely? The game I'm choking, I'm the devoted, y'all gon' get the notion. Yes, I was broken, I was frozen, now I'm feeling chosen. Try two doses of this poem, this shit way too poet. Don't carry rubies, that don't mean I ain't been through it, ayy. My stepdad stole my trampoline, but coke, he blew it, ayy. He grabbed the knife and grabbed my mind, said he gon' do it, ayy. He put that shit right to a belly, then he moved it, ayy. It's that fuck shit that done led me to the music, ayy. I'm a blessing, sent to mama, I'ma prove it, ayy. Ain't no rest till I'ma gonna keep on moving, ayy. That's why I'm stressing over shit they think is stupid. When I hop on this shit, I knock it like dominoes. I like them ratchet, I ain't got time for no snobby hoes. Yeah, that's my brother, that's my slime, I'm talking snotty nose. I'm loving how the beat is tasting like some sloppy joe. I'm trying to get the paper ASAP like a Rocky though. Hey, yeah, that's my brother, call a socket though. Hey, I'm trying to keep that green shit up inside my pocket though. Hey, I wanna have so much, I look it like a wallet though. Hey, niggas violent though, they ain't really violent though. I stay silent though, I watch my money climbing though. Hey, that's why I'm rhyming, ho. Where's my deal? I'm signing though. Ain't he perfect timing though? Look on wrist with diamonds, ho. Hey, I keep on finding flows. No, you feel the climate though. Hey, I'm colder than the shit that took off half the dinosaurs. Ayy, yeah, I wrote a bitch, my nigga, this a mild dose. And I don't owe a bitch, I say that till I'm dying though.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of OGENT Presents Freestyle Friday. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, y'all? Of course, as always, D-Train, your boy, Radio Well. We got a good one for you today. We got a special guest in the building, Money Mink HD.
Chit, OG Radio, the world, hey world, that bag talk, that slag talk, yeah.
What's good, bro? What's up, Manny Meek?
What's good with you, Mr. Ellis? You know you've been one of my day one, roadies from day one, one of my day one supporters, and I told you over here at the A, it won't stop till the cash is dropped. We got another independent dope joint going out, which is called Bag Talk C Copy. You know, man, we got some great work coming for the world, man. Sure.
All right, man, I feel you. I feel you, man. All right. For those who don't already know, you go ahead and introduce yourself to the world.
Oh, man, for y'all that don't know me, I'm definitely Money Mink HD. I'm currently storing over 14, probably 400 independent videos worldwide, monthly featuring the Troy Ave, Your Style video, and I look around with everybody from T.S. Fat Joe and so on. Shout out to Hot 97, Funk Master Flex. Shout out to 107.5 FM Funk, DJ Antoine Clark, my affiliate brother. Word.
Okay, okay.
Off of five, man. All right, man, let's go ahead and get right into the questions, man. So, Money Mink HD. So that's the full name,
yeah,
right? That's what we're going by?
Yeah, we definitely going by Money Mink HD now. You know, as I've been calling Prince behind the scenes, you know, as a whole stepped up as a jigger, as a Sean was P. Diddy to Sean Combs. So, you know, I thought it was time for a little orchestration and, you know, my artistry as an artist, you know, step the game up. So, you know, Money Mink HD.
I feel you. So now,
okay.
Is Jigga and them, is what I'm saying, Jay-Z and them, don't got your inspiration?
I would consider Jay one of my favorite rappers. You could definitely catch a couple samples on the album Bag Talk coming. We got the joint Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City remix. And we got the Soul Jersey remix. Shout out to Casanova for putting that project out there, for giving the world an inspiration for me to even to jump on that instrumental and have the energy that I had. And no, shout out to Casanova, man. 2X, keep doing your thing, Brooklyn, Jersey.
I feel you, man. I feel you. So
you from Jersey, right? You from Jersey, right?
Yeah, born and raised Jersey, yep. From upstate New York, Albany, all the way down to the end by Wildwood, man. I'm known all through there, man. Money Make HD.
So, like, what's the vibe like out there for those who don't know what Jersey is like on the music tip? Like, the whole vibe, what is it like?
Well, the whole vibe on the music tip, you got a lot of celebrity artists that made it from out in Jersey. I know you heard of the Naughty by Nature. I know you heard of Queen Latifah.
Right.
Fools.
Right.
I mean, Outkast. I mean, Outsiders. I mean, the list goes on. Red, man. You know, the list goes on and on, man.
True.
Man, I fuck with that. I'm saying you gotta mention yourself now, man.
Most definitely gotta mention the Money Make HD, man. That's that new wave.
So you you can definitely see yourself up there as one of the greats when it's all said and done. So, like, when it's all said and done, what do you want the fans, the people, to remember you of?
I want them to remember me as, you know, that was a hard-ass working independent artist. He did it without a deal. He put it to his own self as artists supposed to do. First and foremost, you got to support your own dream. And I ain't take no for an answer, man. I just kept it pushing, man, and I'm here today, man. Yeah, bag talk. Money Make HD. C-Cop,
I feel you on that one, man.
Okay.
I see your motivation and everything. I like it. Question, though. So, what type of rapper would you say you are? Like, as far as, like, what category would you fit yourself in? Are you saying, are you one of the J. Cole's? I'm saying, you just a entrepreneur ass nigga like Jay-Z and Diddy and that thing? I'm saying, play the background role? Or are you, like, I'm saying, how can I say? You the Wayne, you the front man.
I'm more on both aspects. You know, I like to put my niggas up front and play the backfield and let them shine. It's like I buy a whip. You know, I'm in a passion, let my little niggas drive, man, let them feel that. You know, I'm the owner. So, you know, I like to play the backfield, you know, let my niggas eat, let my team shine. And yeah, but I'm definitely that 10 toes down when it's time for it. Yeah. I'm the first one on the line, man. AOF.
I say, bro. A1 since day one, bro.
Right.
So, I'm going to get into one of your songs followed by a couple other hits. I'm saying? So, I'm going to play, let's see. I'm going to play Wish I Had. So, this track coming up is Wish I Had by Money Meek HD.
Roll up, nigga. It don't take shit lightly on them. World of please forgive me for everything I've done. If you could just get me to ready to get this contract. Money Make HD. Yeah. Money Make HD.
Can you imagine the mess? Can you imagine the mess? Blood and sacrifice, niggas. Take my life, you imagine, 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 imagine. It's not a satisfied. If it's just me and my mama, I'm her only son. She had a dope with her husband. He fucking left and run. He fucking left for dead. He ain't no money. He all he knew was money. And all he knew was money. He dropped them bags off of me. And he dropped them Big Macs. I kept a nigga safe for kept niggas give me that. Met a lot of friends, but I ain't need them in the end. I had to face a pen, now I'm troopin' in the end. My mama only son, nigga hungry sometimes. She was a badass bitch, always on the fucking grind. Right now we ain't speaking, sometime I got me tweaking. I'm on this old Lord, pushing in his old door. These niggas don't know these days. These niggas don't know these sacrifices. I'm in the cut, I'm trying to live, I'm trying to spread my life. I'm trying to spread this world without fucking getting killed. These niggas out here, all fucking getting killed. These niggas every day. These pay my way, and nigga, I live my life. My name is Money AD, I'm from these fucking streets. This is Brick City, and I'm going down in history. They got this shit for days, I had to sacrifice. It's me and my damn mama, goddamn, I got it right. Ain't never made it, though, you cannot pay me, though. No, I'm talking about Lula. Imagine lady going to school, nigga bully, nigga gotta kick up on his son. He gotta kick up, kick up, kick up, kick up every day. Niggas like fucking ways, niggas bad in their ways. To be ignorant, that's the way. Nigga punch you in your face. God damn, don't punch me in my face. God damn, he punched him in his face and took up in the chain. Nigga, I stood 101, standing here 101. I chased a nigga up the street with my grandma's shotgun. Almost went to juvenile. I swear I was gonna kill that nigga if he ever touched me again. I was gonna kill that nigga. I mean, I was gonna kill that nigga. Yeah, I know I'm killing niggas. I had to sacrifice. Nigga, this my fucking life. These 50 shit for days. I had to sacrifice. Imagine hungry on the strip, you gotta get it right. 11 left my parents' house, I had to get it right. Next thing I was facing, bitch, fuck it, I'm getting it right. I got this shit for days, I had to sacrifice. And now they pay me days, I'm a million in these ways. I'm a million in these toasts, I got these toasts, I boast. I'm keeping on these things, dipping on the flying coast. I got this shit for days, I mean I sacrificed. I had to live my way, I had to sacrifice. Imagine holding you on a strip, gotta live your life. I had to put the toast at his ass. I mean, I ain't wanna do that, but fuck it. I had to live my life. I got this shit for days. I had to live my life.
Oh my.
I got the cure for my cold from my old guy. Real talk, my cold gone, but I won't lie. Now I feel like Freddy, Jason, and Chucky online guy. What's killing me is I'm killer at doing killer sprees. Ain't nobody stopping this goblin, but they ain't hearing me. Step up to the mic and see producers as my enemy. So everything they make, I'm blowing a little smithereen. Heads mixed with dark forces, screaming out my name as they hop up on they horses, grabbing they pitchforks and lighting up they torches. But little do they know they don't match for my fortress. 16 bodies hit with 16 bars. Grand Theft Auto, I got 16 stars. Got people with no hands filling this. You know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody out here killing this.
When it comes to this shit, be careful what you say. I have you gagging real quick, cause this ain't no fucking game. And fucking none of you lanes got Jack all in my veins. I'm going fucking the same. They call me Cussy, got your nigga on all fours knocking at my front door. Yeah, I got that quicksand. Got my nigga ending up in Never Never Land. I'm your wildest dreams, take a shot of me. Every bitch you fuck with now is history. When I climb on top, I make memories, got them like,
damn, puppy you in the industry.
I don't know what got into me, now he all into me. I guess it's talking chemistry. Cause when you mix a bad bitch with a big dick, he slapping in, gotta come quick. That's my luck, man, what the fuck, can't help it.
I'm a motherfucker. Wow.
People can't compare to this. Make you eat a carrot stick and crush your fucking larynx. I'm fucking cold. I should have my own show. Fuck following, bitch. I got my own goals. My feet hurt. I think I need Dr. Scholl's. Bitch, I don't feel shit. I'm ice cold. I'm the man. You a bitch. I take a piss. You take a dick. I'm a brick. You a wick. No candlestick. I'm Lil Wayne. You little twist. I'm in my mode. You super soul. You little leak. I'm Super Bowl. I'm young as hell. You super old. You dumb as hell. You need to get the fuck back. Shitting on yourself. Stop using X-Lax. Real talk. I think you need to switch back. Pop a open like a six pack. You know I'm always coordinated. So I'll never ever mismatch. Kill your ass and leave your world pitch black, bitch.
And we back.
Hey, we back.
That last one was a track from Bill Sharik, No One Like You. Starting to love that song more and more. I still got that on my head.
Facts.
Ah, Alright, what's up? Money Man, you still there, bro?
Yeah, we definitely here, man. That's definitely a dope track. You can salute that.
Alright. So, man, go ahead, bro.
So, what do you think of the rap game today versus what it used to be?
I think it has changed a lot. I don't think the music is more as authentic as it used to be. You know, the forefathers, you know, a lot of them before, you know, they was really living that life. I mean, you got a 22-year-old rapping on a track just because it sounds good. You know, he's only 20, and he's saying these things that he's achieving, these goals that he done went through, and, you know, he's basically scribbling his notepad and creating his life. So I think it lost a lot of identity to the music nowadays. It's more creative rappers.
Right. So you think it's kind of going downhill?
To a degree. Because, like, you know, like I said, you know, if you're using losing any originality, anything in the world, you know, you lose your identity. So yeah, I think it's definitely changing the culture. A lot of artists ain't working as hard as, you know, a lot of us did in our time. You know, I launched my label back in like 98, but I had to go to prison, you know, do a 12-year sentence. And so, you know, I would have been amongst the Jay-Z, Nas and all of them when they was dropping their labels and Puff and so forth, but I went to jail. You know, I'm definitely from this coast with all of them. I work mostly around a lot of them. Yeah.
I feel the same way, because it's like it definitely lost its originality. Because, like, motherfuckers nowadays, you give them a good ass beat and they come up with a hook, then it's a hit to them. You know, so they ain't got to be talking about shit, but it's a hit. It's ridiculous as hell to me, but the culture definitely changed within a 10, 15 year span.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
Yeah, I really feel 100%. Like each generation, like every 10 years, it changes anyway. Like from the 80s to 90s, you had that. Then from the 90s to 2000s, you had that. And then the 2000s to the teens and now, it's like, well, you know, shit, ain't no lyrics.
Right.
I mean, as far as that go, I feel like it's just a natural progression of, like, hip-hop or whatever. Like, we came up with something and not. Now they splinter off with something.
Right? I could see it like that.
So that's why I'm like, I don't really know. But
if you had to choose one of the new artists to work with, who would it be? Like with the young ones that's in the game, whether they've been in the game like 5 years or just came out, who would it be?
Right now in the game, I definitely like the 300 Squad. I definitely like to work with G Herbo. I definitely like the way he spit. You know, a lot of pain in his lyrics. He's definitely a little grinder. I definitely got to give it a little Dirt. You know, I work for him as well from 300.
Okay.
Let me see. Wow. You know, I probably want to work with one more artist, which probably would be Young Thug. I probably would get with Young Thug.
Okay, I could see that, definitely. I feel like,
man,
changing the game a little bit, or a lot of this shit.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
All right, so as far as projects going, man, from what I hear or whatever, you working on one? What's the name of the project, bro?
Most definitely. I got the brand new album called Bag Talk C Copy. I sent a couple of tracks over to y'all. Should have them. You know, so we've been working on that all winter. It was supposed to drop this summer, but you know, due to all the COVID and all what's going on, I said let me just drop back, and I'ma still launch. I'm still be presentable with the independent films, and I'ma still work as an artist during this tragic time. You know, I ain't gonna let that stop me. But you know, I just wanted to take all the energy off of me and just reflect on this, what's really going on in the world. You know, Georgia just murdered, you know, from an overly aggressive cop. Yeah.
We did
the protest out in Paterson, New Jersey, where I'm currently working out of. Shout out to Fetty Wap. Shout out to whole Zoo. Shout out to Rome. Shout out to Lil Brody Money. Shout out to my boy Medina, that general. Shout out to Shot Glizzy Entertainment. And shout out to all my niggas down on Ground Zero, man. Word, GZ's up. Word.
Big five, man. You sound very, very, very heavily influenced in the community, man. You sound with all these protesters. Are you out there protesting yourself, bro? You out there?
Oh, yeah, I most definitely. I joined the protest. I'm going to keep it funky. You know, I ain't had no signs and no shit like that in my hand because I am an artist. And it's certainly a characterization that I feel as though you have to carry yourself to be lead by example. So, you know, I definitely had no signs in my name, but I definitely it was out there protesting in Paterson, New Jersey. You go to Money Make HD, that crane line. You can catch the promo joint we got out there for George, you know, showing our support out here in Jersey. And, yeah, we definitely with the shit, man.
I got a question, bro, and it's not, you might not want to answer or whatever, but how is all of this, like, I'm saying, what's all of this mean to you, bro? Like, because, I mean, you see J. Cole out there, you say you yourself is out there, Nick Cannon out there, I mean, what's that? Like, what's it mean to you? Like, the what happened, like, the police brutality, man, like, like the current situation of the world, like what's up, like how do you feel on that?
I'm definitely keeping my ears and eyes open to everything on both sides. I think sometimes in our culture, we put ourselves in some of them situations. You know, it's the saying goes the wrong place at the wrong time. And also, you know, you won't be getting stopped by this cop or had these cops around you if you was really doing something potentially with your life. You know, a lot of times, like far as on an officer standpoint, yeah, I think they do be over aggressive. I mean, we all from the hood. I've been bit by canine in my days of hustling in my younger youth times. I didn't get into it with assaults from the officers. So I do think they are overly aggressive, and I think they should tone it down, man, because if you're here to protect and to serve, you know, why is you always grabbing, the first thing you're grabbing for is a gun? You know, I think they should take all the guns from them, and the outcomes will be a lot more different. I think the officers will be a lot less aggressive, you know. I mean, who won't get an H on their back if they got a gun, you know, for backup on the side of them when things get thick? You know, I think that forms an egoistic type of pattern in anybody to a degree, you know. And I think they should just take them shits from all of them, man. You know, only special tasks to have them for special situations, and I think they should take them from them, man.
I agree, man, because, like, I feel like, yeah, like you were saying, bro, like that's their first sound option. Like, and then not saying, like, I'm saying not to be saying, and don't quote me on this, but it's a lot of racist officers, and I think we all know that. And it's not racism, right, as in, like, they talk. I'm going to say it's many different types, I feel. It's not racism, like, they think we, like, worse than them. It's racism, as in they're scared of, like, just in general black people.
Right.
So
you know what? When I look at the racist part, you know, because that's a form of thinking wrong. You know, that's a person that's still ignorant. That's a person that doesn't want to accept the reality fact that things ain't the same no more. And, you know, when I look at the whole racism picture, the people that was held in captivity are no longer living, nor the people that put the people in captivity are no longer living. So my thing is, I think sometimes you just need to just let shit go from both sides and just move forward, you know. And that's just how I just look at that. You know, none of them people are here, but yet, you know, we sit here and we carry on this torch of something that was, you know, dramatic to the culture, to the world, and we just, it's years and years later, and we still talk about how they had us in slavery. You know, the pig is still talking, putting you in slavery. It's just a lot of ignorance out there, man. Nowadays, there's no more secrets. Everybody's so forward with their tongue. Nobody's hiding anything. Everybody got their business out there. It's like cannibalism.
100%, bro.
Yeah, it is. That's what I see in here, man. Every day, no meat, money, man, gazy. I just try to stay away from all that. You know, stay grounded right in my music. Stay grounded within my team. Stay grounded within my family. Stay grounded in helping take care of my kids. And I just try to stay away from all that shit, man. Like on some real shit, cause I ain't with none of that shit. You heard?
Man,
I never been racist towards any culture, any pigmentation. I never been jealous of any man, whether I was walking or he was riding by in a Bentley. I was more of the type to be inspired and say, "Damn, you know, I wonder how he get that." Or, "Damn, how can I, you know, can I get down with you? No power run with power." You know, and so you know, I never had them emotions inside towards anything or anybody. So it's like a I don't really understand it to a degree. I mean, I understand it, but you know, when I come up, my theory is they ignorant, man. No people are ignorant, man.
They are, bro. And I like you saying that, bro. I love that. Like when artists say stuff like that, sound like they staying out of that, they not rest, whatever. I'm saying that means a lot, bro, because it's a lot of the new generation out here that, you know what I'm saying, and they in it for the clout.
Right.
So they see shit in situations like this, stuff where we had people, how you say, fighting for like civil rights and everything, even though it's old. We got people out there trying to trigger, like, basically people into, like, golden off of that shit, being racist and that thing, doing that shit. It's people that, because I know, I'm saying, excuse me, for better or for worse, white people or whatever, that's not racist, that I'm cool with 100%.
Right.
And
right.
Some black people, I mean, I'm not going to say all, but I'm saying some. It is a very few people out there, well, not saying it's a lot, that really get into a situation and then first thing they go to is, are they racist? And it's the opposite way too. It's black people that be in situations and then white people say, oh, they're racist. Like, we can't automatically be what we allude, like saying that we go back to when something happens. Maybe you were in the wrong. Maybe you're not, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna go ahead and say that happens every time. It is situations where I'm saying people be fucking up, and then it said y'all just be fucking up,
right?
So I believe, like I'm saying, like you're saying, like we gotta, if we stick together and hope to improve ourselves, then we can improve the new generation, so we can spread the actual word. There's really no point. You can't really change.
You know what my thing is as a culture. Us as a black culture, I think that should be our number one rule, because, you know, things is like, it's like it's still the same to a degree, but it's really not. Like, man, you see them niggas, man, go the other way, man. Stay clear of them, man. You know what I'm saying? Just stay away from them. You gotta make that as an example in your mind every day. I see a police, go the other way. You know, just stay away from them, man. You know, you don't know what they're thinking. You know, they're human too. They come into the job with problems from their family and wives and struggling. And, you know, you don't know what that dude going through while he shot that kid. So my thing is, just stay away from them, man. You know, they're not your friend. They proved that numerous times. They're not your friend. No, they're not right. really here to protect you neither. I just say stay away from them, man. Stay the fuck away from them, man. Oh, to everybody that's a black culture, Hispanic, stay away from them, man. You see them coming, get low, man. You see them coming, go the other way, man. Stay away from them, man.
That's fine. Well, y'all him, I'm saying. That's real talk. Because we put ourselves in 100% of our situation.
We do.
That's right, bro. That is like real deep though, bro. Like I'm gonna go ahead and say I appreciate you, bro. You're saying going out there into the world and actually protesting, even if you ain't have no signs and everything, because I know the type of world it is in, man. It's you risking a lot.
Yeah.
So how you feel about all of these? How can I say riots?
How you said feel about what?
The riots and stuff that's going on. Like, people just breaking into random things. And then, like, just looting and shit, fucking it up for, like, other situations. And they saying they, like, trying to break into, like, well, I heard somewhere they're trying to only break into, like, white-owned businesses and everything. But they don't know, like, what they're breaking into and looting and everything. Some of these are black-owned businesses. And then some of these white-owned businesses, quote-unquote, help black people. So I was saying, right. Why do you feel about that, man? Like, where is your stance on that? Like, you feel like they're taking it too far?
I think they did take it a little too far with the breaking the stores and the looting. But it's like you know, you have to create a, you know, some type of demeanor to be heard. So I mean, that's what it took to be heard, for them to loot the stores and so forth, and let them know to burn a couple of business like we ain't playing. This ain't just another. No guy, you done chirped out. Like, this guy deliberately stayed on this guy juggler for over 7-something minutes. You know, if I get tackled and held down by two of my mans, it could be my daughter or my son. And my son could lean on my juggler, which is a jiu-jitsu move, because I did 6 years of jiu-jitsu, and I did 3 years of golden glove in my early youth. You know, because I was raised in the streets of North. Yeah, I was raised in the streets, you know, just as hard as Chicago. You know, and, I was the only kid. I was the only boy. So my mom, you know, she was one of the type, like, you know, they ain't going to be picking on you. So, you know, she put me through certain schooling. And I know that same move, too. And anybody can lay down and be held down, and you laying up on that spot for over 8 minutes, you going to pass out. Now, if the guy wouldn't have stayed on for over 3 minutes, you know, he would have just went into a little convulsion as us from, you know, from the hood. He'd have been just knocked out. He'd have been conscious. But him staying on him for that minutes of time, it'll automatically cut his breathing of air supporters to his brain. That's his juggling. And you've seen the whiteness caking up in his mouth because he wasn't getting no air. And he went into cardiac arrest. It's a wrap, man. Right. That could happen to any of us. The pressure point that cop used on him in that tactic.
Wow, I really feel like it was way more. I gotta say, it was a better way to do that, man. It's a better way.
The officer, he was you know, they was working at a nightclub that an owner came forth to say that they was just a brush past each other on Tuesday nights. The officer would be outside, but, you know, Floyd, he was always inside, so he had to see him, and he probably just ain't like him, man, and it just took that run-in for him to try to get some shit off on him. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he knew dude already.
From a distance. They worked at the same nightclub. The guy,
wow.
The officer, he will work, you know, just like extra duty, and the club owner out in Texas, they would pay, you know, him for extra duty hours, and, you know, but Floyd was just a regular guy, you know, SOA license from the hood, ain't got too many charges, got a little security license, now I got a little hustle going on, and, yeah, he was working around that guy several times, the owner of the club said, yeah, she confessed.
That shit, wow. Yep. I appreciate you educating me on that because I really did not know that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, I had to follow that because, you know, I'm not just a following type of dude. I don't care what circumstances. I got to know what I'm getting into. So, you know, I did a lot of research on Floyd, you know, on his wife and his kids. You know, I just looked into all what was going on, and I found that discovery that him and that guy used to work together. Yeah.
Oh man, he got to get charged like with something way more than like he deserved a death penalty, bro. Like honestly, man, because that's premeditated.
Well, he definitely deserved life. He killed Floyd. That's not without a doubt. You know how we be on the aspect of in the hood when we know we got it. Like he was on Floyd's neck, and the pressure point of a judicial move that he learned through what. Through the academy, which was not supposed to be used in a restraint move unless it's something serious. And he used that tactic on him, and he over-exercised it too much to the point of his egoistic. It showed through what he was doing. You got your hand in your pocket. Telling a black man subliminally, I got you. You can't do nothing unless I let you. And he demonstrated that, man. He demonstrated that shit. He put his hand in his pocket, looked at him. A couple of off viewers was like, no, he's not conscious no more. Like, you still on his neck. He started, you know, grabbing for his belt to whip down and hit them with mace. Like, the guy knew what he was doing. It was definitely premeditated. He knew what he was doing.
Man, look. I'm feeling like, as if, like, we need a better... Like, we still need police officers, don't get me wrong. And, like, I really think they do need, you know what I'm saying, to carry a firearm. Not as far as, like, overextend their right to use it. But I really think they do. But I really think we need to, like, tighten up on our, like, recruiting process on the police, on the people that we got serving.
Right.
Like, if these are the people that we really have serving us, then we really need to have access to, like, to actually, like, talk to these motherfuckers. Like, and I think, like, police in the, like, okay, certain police in the neighborhood or whatever, like, say for robbers or whatever, I don't know these motherfuckers like that no more. I used to know a couple of them.
Right.
But it's like,
booted everybody out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we don't even have a relationship with the police. And it's to the point some of us don't even want to call them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like when shit happen, you already know how it is, bro. Like we're not gonna go out of our way to call no police. And then from my experience, when I see people call the police, those motherfuckers take all day anyway.
They don't fucking come.
So it's not like
they don't come anyway.
Exactly. I've seen the police come. Watch the shit, and then take off. Like
I seen them coming. Like flip the whole situation on you. You was more like the person that was being called on. They like question you down, like, and you like, oh, I called you. I've seen that many times, man.
And that's right.
Many times.
Like we got to be able to be comfortable in our situations. We got to be able to be comfortable with the people that's protecting us, that's supposedly protecting us.
Right.
Like, it's not no connection. We can't freely talk to the police. We can't just be like, what's up? I'm saying we can't talk to these mugs anytime we want to. It's not even acceptable.
You don't even feel comfortable, man. So much shit that they be doing and be going on, man. We all for urban communities. It's a lot of shit we turned our cheek on. It's a lot of shit we dropped our eyes in, and it even happened to us. You know what I'm saying? Like they do be a little too much sometimes, man. They do.
But I mean, and then on a whole another note, we really got to start figuring out as a community at what point can they use this like excessive force? Because all it takes is somebody to take something the wrong way and not see it from the same light as the police.
Right.
Okay, so say for instance, like, because you know, the media fucked up, bro. Like, social media fucked up, and they spin any story just to get, like, attention.
Right. That's true.
So we as a community have to get the word out, like, that's not like this, or this is not like that. Because it's so many people on Facebook that just share something, share a story, without even reading that motherfucker. I was going to do that shit.
Exactly.
I can't even lie to you. I used to do that shit. Somebody told me, like, bro, that shit from, like, 2 years ago.
Right.
Like, the media tried to spin anything. Exactly. No, fuck it. It's just, like, reading in general. If you realize, like, not a lot of people like reading anyway, bro. That first picture with them first couple of words is the only information that they get from that article. And then they share it. And that, so that's giving out miscommunication and misinformation. So we as communication have to be able to talk to each other, shit, and be able to communicate the right information.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, you know, without any communication, without any order, it would never be anything. It only could be one boss at this table. It can't. It'd be too many opinions. If we got one corporation and all is the boss, it'd be. Shit would never
right.
get done. It'd be too many opinions. You know what I mean? It gotta be one head. Everybody can't be a king. Some niggas gotta be the peasants, man. You know? Get in their lanes and what fit best for them and stay in it, man. You know, stop coming out that shit. If I know I'm a school kid, what the fuck is I'm doing out here at 11 o'clock to where as though the police can shoot me and I'm an innocent kid? Like, what am I doing out here? Ain't nothing out there at the 11 o'clock. We all G's. We've been in this shit since knee high. This ain't the first rodeo. So, you know, at the 8 o'clock, I'm out them streets. If I ain't on the show, I ain't come from the studio, I'm out them streets. It's dark time. Ain't shit out there. What's out there? I'm not a dealer no more. No, I'm not a block runner no more. So ain't nothing out there but trouble, man. Ain't nothing out there but police. What's out there at the 8 o'clock? What's out there at the 9? Nothing.
I definitely agree with that one.
The day is over, or you ain't going to a club or going out to eat with your lady. What's out there? Nothing but police and trouble, man. That's all it is, man.
Right.
Man, I couldn't say it better myself, bro.
And I think me and Jim Lee, I thank God, you know, that I got blessed, you know, to find myself within, you know, these last 13 years, you know, doing the music, because I feel as though the music saved my life to a degree. You know, it kept me safe on a lot of nights. A lot of times I was really doing something constructive and I heard blah, blah, blah that happened in the town or blah, blah, blah that happened in the hood. Or damn, I just was with him or damn, I just talked to him. And it just like, you know, that music was an outlet, you know. It's definitely an outlet to get away from all that.
It let you express
right.
yourself so you won't have to go out there and express yourself. I feel like it.
Facts.
Right.
That's perfect, bro. Like, and I'm saying, I'm glad. I'm glad you've been reformed and that's fine. And like I said, how everybody say, grown up. Everybody, like you finally
you're real,
grown up.
Real stand up guy, bro.
I mean, us as men, we gotta come back to a point of where though we gotta say that ain't what's up, bro. Like, we all knew that dealing shit ain't what was up, but that was just a way for us to get some quick money. We had to work. A lot of us was lazy. A lot of us was spoiled. So, fuck it, we went to dealing. We came up with a plan. We did this next, that. But we knew we were selling hope to the, you know what I'm saying, to the people. We just turned out our own con, you know? And now that I'm acknowledged of that type of acknowledgement, you know, I don't even think about dealing no more. You know, I just don't think about it. You know, I look at that in my youth days. Just damn, just knowing that one way, just for hustle. Damn, I don't know shit. I was about to go cop this. You know what I'm saying? I'm back out and like, so I had to get out that transformation once I did that second bid and say, you know, this ain't it, because I ain't want to see no more on the walls, man. You know, the lifestyle is sweet, but when they get you in the walls, you know, it's other things happen. You know, niggas fucking your girl. You know, you losing shit. You spending months and years away from your family and the life that you could really be having, and for what?
Exactly.
Just for a couple of dollars, man. Just for a couple of dollars, man. That's selling your soul.
Pretty much.
Hustling is selling your soul, because as soon as you get up, they got you. All that shit you was doing, all that money you was stacking, you got to go to jail. Now, you done sold your soul, man.
Yep.
You gave me your body for the lifestyle. You know, and a lot of us, wouldn't have got caught. A lot of us wouldn't have got caught. We never stopped. I speak to all my brodies, probably even y'all. So it was times we had a little bit of money, we kept going. It was times you would say, "Damn, don't go out there." You still went. You know, we never paid attention to the things and the way we was moving too, even money. You know, that's why I did two bids. I did two bids, man. I did a 12 to 5 on my first one. Then I had to do another 18 on the 18 month for E-Pill ring that I was running out in Newark, New Jersey back then. You know, like I said, you know, once that took place, I said, "Money, man, you gotta try something different, man. You know, that this ain't
gotta
it,
be
man.
Different.
So yeah, that
happy you started something different, man.
Yeah. No, I think a loss for that, man.
But hey, man, it's not about the losses that you take; it's what you make of them, honestly.
Right.
As long as you're trying. Now you out here, and now you can spread the message. Now you can help the new generation, and you can be part of the new generation by helping. And now you're doing music too, so now you can speak to the streets about, you know what I'm saying, everything you have to go to and everything, so people can actually
You know what I do with the little homies, from town to town, no matter where I'm at, city to city. If I see them doing something wrong, I admonish them. But I don't really try to talk to them or tell them too much. Like, them little niggas, they don't listen, man. Them little niggas is hard-headed, man. You know, like, a lot of them little niggas is ignorant. Like, they don't, you know, they hands-on. You know, they move out of stupidity a lot of times. And a lot of times the things and shit that they be doing in this current era is senseless murders. It be senseless. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no bottom to it. It's like, why you should do it? Oh, because he bumped me. Or why you should do it? Oh, because he looked at my girl. Like, it ain't, you know, and when you got people in the world moving like that and running like that from state to state, you're going to see what we're seeing. It ain't no order no more with them little niggas, man. It's like, I would say, yeah, that's the big brother. That's money right there. Oh, the two horses on the show, them big bros. Them little niggas out there, the two hosts on the show, oh, that's corny what they doing. They hosting the radio. Like, they, you know, they a little ignorant to shit, man. So, you know, I don't really deal with them. And I have younger brothers. And I had to learn, you know, from my younger brothers. You know, because I would tell these little niggas shit. Them little niggas don't listen. Then they be calling you for bail money. And I'm like, see, I told you. You know, so you know, but they men growing to be men, and they gonna make a lot of mistakes. I know, I did, I know y'all did. But you know, a lot of niggas don't grow up though, man. They stay childish. You know, they never mature. You know, you come back 5 years later, this nigga still on the strip. It's 10 years later, he's still out there. Like, damn, bro. Like, you know, so. No, I just admonish them little niggas. If I see them doing wrong, oh, little brother, don't do that, because you know this, that happened. And you know them, they got something to say for every word, so it's like a waste of your
energy. Yeah.
It's a waste of your knowledge to even try to pull them little niggas up, because they don't listen, man.
All right, man. We're going to get into another one of your songs, bro, and then we're going to come back with our closing thoughts, bro.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah, OG Radio.
Oh, yeah.
All this money made, I'm doing bag flips. Got it from the street, I swear it was a couple black chips. Closer to you, better watch them, they could be a catfish. You ain't never lied, I just put them on my blacklist. All this money made, I'm doing bag flips. Got it from the
my bank, got a million in there. They be stressing me, got a homie pulling his hair. Think I'd rather be sleeping on these haters, I swear. Don't stunt, don't front, you know who, you know what. I'm the man with the plan, understand, I'm the plug. I got two cups filled to the brim. Got opponents sweating out their feelings like a gym. You can tell who's fake, who's a lie, who's a snake. Catfish like that money, honey, guess I got the bait. Why you act surprised, cuz see between the lines, bruh. If I wasn't ballin', then I'm guess I'm hard to find. Till next time, huh. All this money made, I'm doing bag flips. Got it from the street, that's where it was a couple black chips. Closer to you, better watch them, they could be a catfish. You ain't never lied, I just put them on my black list. My black list. All this money made, I'm doing bag flips. Got it from the street, that's where it was a couple black chips. Closer to you, better watch them, they could be a catfish. You ain't never lied, I just put them on my black list. My black.
What's good, what's good, what's good, and we are back. So check out Money Meat.
Yeah, we definitely is.
All right, man. Let everybody know where they can find your music, man. I mean, the social medias, the YouTubes, the SoundClouds, what have you.
Well, you can definitely hit me on the IG at Money Mink Music 1, stream me. You can hit me on the YouTube platforms at youtube.com, Money Mink HD. That stream on that crane line to catch all the independent, you know, films coming from me and my independent squad. Facebook, Rashawn Dingus. And you can definitely catch the ET on the Facebook. Go straight to the story sentence, and you can stream it. Preview the album from there. Yeah. Facts on C Cappy. Money Mink HD.
That's what's good. That's what's good, man. I appreciate you joining us on the show today, man.
Most definitely. It's definitely an honor. The OG, AK 38, that's been my dude from day one. He always been supporting my music. So, you know, once me and my team and I was, you know, put out this new project and I was working on a winner, I rushed straight to shot, man. You know, keeping it going, bro.
I fuck with it, man. I love that. I love that energy, man. We gotta keep that up, bro. So I'm saying, I know you fuck with Big Cuz, I'm saying, and I appreciate you fucking with me, man.
Word.
For sure.
And as far as when all of this COVID stuff disappeared and the world opened up. Supposedly, we supposed to be opening up on the 27th.
Right.
We sort of went out of world.
Jersey, I think, opened up on the 8th.
Okay.
So
when all of this, open up, I hope we can like work together on a project or something. I'm saying, at least get a track or two together because I produce, man. So, Chad, at least get you on a couple of songs, man.
Most definitely. I'm always willing to work. Especially, I mean, they give me some fire to work on. Shit, I got you, man. Just hit me up on the A62. You get my business line off the IG or get it from Mr. AK. And shit, you need any projects, come do it for any mixtape. I got y'all, man. Word.
Appreciate it, man.
Wait. Before we go, wait a minute. It's Freestyle Friday.
Right,
Money Mink. You'll bless us with a little freestyle.
You want a little freestyle?
Yeah, but it's not an ordinary freestyle. See, I throw out a little complex word out there, and then you got to use it in whatever type of way you want. All
right.
So
I give you something.
The word is transforming.
Right. The word is transformable.
Transformer.
Transform.
Yeah, transformer, like, you know, the fucking robot transformer. And shit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Word. Whenever y'all ready.
Go ahead. Whenever you ready, bro.
All right. Smutty Mink HD. We'll give him that Hot 16 for the Friday show. Shout out to all my supporters. Shout out to the Shy. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out all my family members. All my Wodies. All the fallen soldiers this year. I'm a transformer in this game. Far from the hip scotch. All up on the block. Yeah, I used to pitch rocks. It's Money Mink HD. What the fuck you thought? I'm all up in this court. What the fuck you thought? I'm all up in this court with these reels. I'm all up in it with these 4-inch krills. Looking at these bad bitches, 6-inch heels. Looking at these bad bitches, need to chill. Yeah, I was all about my money, now I'm getting the bill. I was all about my money, now they spitting the spill. Banging these tracks from east side to the globe. Banging these tracks to west side, now they know. It's Money HD, now we on OG radio. Told you niggas here steady, it's like a steady go. Steady go, steady flow when I'm on a ready pull. Pulling on a pedal now, yeah, it's the ready go. Money Mink HD, I told you niggas. Money HD, then I showed you niggas. I've been in this shit knee high, 6'4". All in the cut, yeah, yeah, I want more. All in the pot, suited up, I want more. Now I'm rolling like 4 in the top doors.
Money
Mink hey. HD.
Okay, okay. We've been interviewing a lot of artists. And you're only the 4th artist to go ahead and successfully kill that shit.
Wow, thanks, man. Salute.
For sure, for sure.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Hell yeah. Appreciate y'all too, man. Keep doing, man. Keep doing. Stay positive, man. Appreciate it, bro. Love. Tell me any words, B-Trey. Huh? I was just giving my salute to Mr. 38. You know, that's the Brody right there. So
big fight,
right.
Big bro. Yeah. Fine. As far as my final thoughts, man, the world about to open up at the end of this month. Shit. My girl, my wife, her birthday is the day after it opens up. Don't fuck up for her birthday, G. I'm trying to take her out. So to the world, don't... Oh, God, don't fuck up, I'm saying, kid. That way we got to stay in the fucking house, man. I'm just at least trying to fucking take out the dinner or some shit. Don't fuck up the world, please.
That's fact. I feel that. y'all already know what I'm about to say. You know, as always, wash your fucking hands. Shit, with all this shit going on, just, shit, stay humble, remain focused. Focus on the bigger objective if y'all still out there, you know, feeling some type of way about the shit, but keep yourself busy. As always, you can catch me here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. This Monday, we having a dope-ass podcast here on OG Radio. It's Men versus Women. Check that shit out Monday from 8 to 9. Keep you posted and updated about that. Catch my Instagram, RadioRail21. And y'all have a good one. Shout out to Money Mink HD for a great show.
Cheer, cheer, cheer.
Oh, God. Salute.
My fire
said. Yep, and good night.